Hello, hello, ho, ho. Good morning and welcome. This is the Common Ground. I am the one talking. This is the voice. I am the voice. So what you're hearing is my voice. Yeah. So in the beginning of this year, among many other things, I made resolutions of what I want to do and what I don't want to do. You know, like those things. I tried making. I hear people make them. I've never like sat down and made them. So I think this year I found time. So I like jotted them down on a paper. I don't know if it's still there, but I have some of them. But one of the things the do's and don'ts and everything. So among the don'ts, I told myself that this year I won't loan any ISP. I won't take a loan. I won't borrow any ISP. That means sita kopa credo. I will not. Even if I'm down like how, even if I'm broke, even if what happens, no matter what, this year I was so confident that I won't loan. I was extremely confident that I would achieve that goal. You know, like it was the one thing that I knew if before this year ends, that's the thingy I will have achieved. You know, people have many things like that. But I had also had other goals. What did I want to do? I wanted a motorcycle. I wanted a driver's license. I wanted hotels. I wanted a lot of things, but right now I don't even have a bike. I don't know where I'll get a motorbike. But either way, but as the months passed by, you know, like the way notes turn to coins, it just happens, you know, and money becomes very slippery. It's today it is there, tomorrow it's not there. Today it's there, tomorrow it's so. Long story short, I ended up acquiring credit. You know, it started as a small thing, you know, like I will just pay tomorrow, just for today. It was so, you know, that kind of thing. It's not that much of a big deal, but at that moment all hell broke loose. I was so drained, I was so frustrated, and I became unhappy. And at first I actually didn't know what brought me this kind of discomfort. I had done it, but it came a point I just did it, and then everything just collapsed. Everything collapsed. So at this point, everything pissed me off. I'm like trying to call someone, and then I hear a male voice replying of telling me of his unavailability. I'm wondering, when did customer care change? You know, I've always known that there's this female soothing voice telling you, the person you're trying to call cannot be reached. Please try again another time. You know, that is, at least at that point, you'll feel some confidence. You know, you'll get out of there like, And then instead, I'm like wondering, like, when did they change that? Like, nobody told me this. I'm so mad. I'm mad at Airtel. I'm mad at customer care. I don't know. They're trying to be gender sensitive and everything. But I can't see that. I'm so pissed off. So I was so mad, I just went to drink milk. It sort of cools me down. And so slowly and slowly, I became dormant. I became lazy, unethical and everything. So every day, I would just look at the man in the mirror and tell him of how underachieving he was. And I drifted so much attention to myself, I forgot who I truly was. I shunned out the environment around me. I closed all the doors. I was like, I don't know. I wasn't even claustrophobic. I was so enclosed. You know, you just make a box, you just limit yourself. It's like you're just like a mime and everything. You're just there. So I had made a prison for myself, and an invisible prison. And the one thing brought me back happiness. One thing brought me back purpose. And to me, it wasn't that I settled the debt with Airtel. So don't worry, I settled that debt. I'm debt free right now. So I'm very psyched. But it played a role. And it was not that, but it was that I accepted the problem. And so before accepting it, I listened to a talk about frustrated faith. And so the guy talking told the story of Elijah, who, after killing false prophets, the Baal prophets and everything, he was a very mighty man. He was very powerful, anointed, blessed, mighty, all those good things. He was in the Bible. So he wanted to die. So he told God that he prayed to God that I have had enough. Just take my life. Remember, this guy was, he was like together. He was like together with God. As like they were so bonded, you know. You know, like how the DPN land is bonded, you know. No. But they were so bonded. He was so close to God. Very, very close to God. But after the queen sent him, the queen sent a messenger telling him, now that you have killed my prophets, I am coming to kill you. As in, the words of the queen totally broke that man. He was depressed, suicidal thoughts and everything started coming to him. He was so mad at life. He was just there, wanting God to take his life. But his prayer wasn't answered. But he told the right person, who was God. He identified his problem. He was weak. He was needy. He identified his problem. And he told it to the right person. And so my problem was an Airtel debt, which I didn't need to know. It brought on back bad memories, like, why me? Why all this? It sprouted a lot of things. It covered a lot of things. I didn't know. It just like poked me and disappeared. I never knew why all this came. So I was depressed and everything. And slowly I walked back to find out what caused it. And when I realized, I laughed and realized that, what? So I'm trying to tell you this. So find your Airtel. Accept it and tell it to the right person. And that is how my week has been. So this has been The Common Ground. Keeping it real. Let's be real. So God bless me. God bless you. God bless Kenya. Nice time. Boom boom.